No, Kim Kardashian's backside did not break the internet. But what's about to happen now is likely to blow up your radio. It's time to puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
So what was last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Steve Bagish of Arlington, Massachusetts. I said, name a well-known clothing company, move each of its letters 3 spaces earlier in the alphabet, and rearrange the result. You'll name something you don't want in an article of clothing. What is it? Well, the clothing company is IZOD, I-Z-O-D, and do that letter thing, and you get flaw, F-L-A-W, which is definitely something you don't want in your clothing.
Okay, and I understand there might have been an alternative answer you would have accepted?
Well, I'm not sure we accepted it, but I thought it was pretty clever. It's loves, L-U-V-S, as in the diapers, and you move the letters, like I said, and you get rips, R-I-P-S.
Okay,
so you definitely don't want rips in your diaper.
No, definitely not. So you don't win, but points for creativity with that answer.
That's right.
Nearly 400 of you, though, did submit the correct answer, and our randomly selected winner is Chris Matthews of Ridgecrest, California. He joins us now on the line. Hey, Chris, congratulations.
Hey, this is quite an honor.
Well, it's really great to have you with us. Was this an easy thing for you to figure out?
It was in a way. It took me about half an hour. I was going to bed, and I just submitted it, and I never thought you guys would call.
And we did. You know what's funny, Will? I notice a lot of people, the answers come to them right before they go to bed. There's something about that moment.
Absolutely, and I get a lot of my best puzzle ideas right before I go to sleep.
There you go. You're a good company.
And then I try, and then I think, do I want to get up and write this down, or can I commit it to memory?
And what do you do?
I'm usually lazy enough just to lie in bed and hope I remember in the morning.
Okay, Chris, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, let's do it, Will.
All right, Chris and Rachel, every answer today is a rhyming two-word phrase in which each word has 2 syllables, and the first word ends with a doubled consonant plus the letter Y. For example, if I said a good-looking metropolis, you would say pretty city.
Ah.
Okay,
2 syllables,
try.
They always rhyme. And here's number 1, a hilarious rabbit.
Funny bunny.
A funny bunny is it. Number 2, a taxi driver who complains a lot.
Crabby cabby.
Yeah.
That's it. An odorous sandwich shop.
A smelly deli.
A smelly deli, yes. A stylish and sophisticated Scottish girl.
A sassy lassie.
Great.
I'll give you that. I was going for a classy lassie, we'll go for sassy too. Speaking of sassy, an impudent woman who's hard to please.
Impudent woman that's hard to please.
Am I going to be offended by this one?
Yes, it's possible. And I've written the clue as most inoffensively as I can.
Oh, okay.
But it might still offend. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you, it's a fussy hussy. Did you have that?
Oh, I wasn't going to say hussy, but.
Fussy hussy,
okay.
All right.
Moving right along, a haughty London policeman.
Something Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
A snobby Bobby.
A snobby Bobby, is it? A stupid 60s guy with long hair and a tie-dye shirt.
Dippy hippie.
That's it. How about wifey's overweight spouse?
Tubby hubby.
That's it. An embalmed body in a pyramid that's in poor condition.
Scummy mummy.
Yeah, okay, or a crummy mummy. And here's
crummy.
Your last one. An addled person whose looks rate a 10.
Gotta think of a Y.
So if someone is really good looking, what would you call them?
Well, hottie.
A hottie, yes, and an addled person.
Oh, hang on. An addled person.
The rhyme starts with a D. That's it.
Dottie Hottie,
is it?
Dottie.
You got it.
Dottie, I've got to use that in my vocabulary.
Tricky, Will, very tricky. Okay,
You're
Chris,
very
good job. Very
All
well
right.
done. And for playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of the Pelpin and all kinds of puzzle books and games. If you want to read about those prizes, you can do so at our website, npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, tell us where you hear us, Chris. What's your public radio station?
I have two. It's split between usually KCRW out of Santa Monica or KVCR in San Bernardino.
Great. Chris Matthews of Ridgecrest, California. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Chris.
This has been great. It was a lot of fun.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, name a country, drop one of its letters, and rearrange the remaining letters to name this country's money. What is it? So again, name a country, drop one of its letters, rearrange the remaining letters to name this country's money. What country is it, and what's the money?
All right, you know what to do. When you've got the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle. Click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and our deadline for those entries is Thursday, November 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and if you're the winner, we give you a call, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.